Parents would have the choice to opt their kids into sex ed classes under a bill under consideration at the state capitol. Parents can currently opt their kids out of those classes, but SB 1456 would reverse that. The measure would also prohibit sex ed, including learning about HIV and AIDS, until fifth grade, and require school districts to make their sex ed curricula available for parents to review online before the classes start. The bill has cleared the Senate and is awaiting debate in the House. With me to talk about this is Carol Brochin, an associate professor in the College of Education at the University of Arizona. She also has two teenage children. And Carol, as both a teacher of teachers and as a parent, what do you think about the ideas in this bill?
Well, you know, this idea that teachers would, that parents now have to opt in, we already have an opt-out law. The current law in Arizona right now allows parents to opt out of instruction, materials, presentations regarding quote unquote sexuality outside of formal sex ed classes. And so this is like going to be harmful to kids, but also the issue around it is that it's like super burdensome for school districts to develop these procedures on this. In spite of all the other harmful things about the bill, I think like the writers of this bill don't understand the implications and logistical implication and financial implications for school districts and teachers.
Well, it sounds like one of the concerns is kind of the definition of what constitutes sex ed. It sounds like what is and what is not sex ed and what would and would not be covered by this bill is a concern of yours.
Yeah, that's a huge concern, because when it says that, you know, the new bill that is going to create a new opt-in requirement for instruction, right? And then, quote, regarding sexuality, gender identity, or gender expression in courses other than sex ed, that's the piece that's really vague. So then what do we mean by sexuality and gender identity? Does this mean that when high school English teachers teach Romeo and Juliet, they have to send out an opt-out in permission slip? Because we're going to talk about sexuality in Romeo and Juliet.
I'd like to ask you about your family's history with the issue of sex ed in Arizona, because you're not just sort of a passive observer here. You and one of your children were very involved in changes that were made recently to Arizona's sex ed laws, right?
Yeah. In 2019, there was a lawsuit filed, and the plaintiffs were Equality Arizona, but then my youngest child was the second plaintiff in the case, in the lawsuit that overturned what was called the No Promo Homo Law in Arizona. And it was a decades-old policy that essentially forbade Arizona schools from discussing LGBTQ people in sex education courses, in addition to not teaching about HIV. And so this law was overturned in 2019, and it feels like here we are again in a very different version, but I think with even more harmful implications. So there's the issue around the bureaucratic piece and the logistical piece with school districts, but then there's the real effect, which is how it stigmatizes our LGBTQ students. And it just becomes really dangerous and inappropriate that then parents can have to get written permission to learn about civil rights figures, for example, right? Another example, too, is that my child, my youngest, uses they-them pronouns along with she pronouns, but they have a lot of friends who are non-binary. And so let's just say that you're in the middle of a sophomore class and a student asks the teacher, you know, why does my peer use they, them pronouns? Does the teacher then have to stop and be like, hold on, we can't talk about this right now. Let me get written permission from parents to be able to say that some people are non-binary. That is so harmful. And so that's where this law becomes a hateful piece of legislation, you know, and it just makes me think about why we even participated in that lawsuit to begin with, right? And what I saw as a parent happening to my own kid who was, you know, being bullied, who was teased about their gender expression. And part of that happens because kids don't have places to have these conversations.
Do you think that this bill, if it becomes law, does that make school potentially a more dangerous place for your child?
Absolutely. And for all children.
What do you think is the right balance, both as an educator and as a parent, in terms of talking to your kids about these issues? Like, what should happen at home, ideally, with parents and their kids, and what can and should happen in school?
So I think that because I do regular professional development for teachers, right, I get this question all the time. So what about the parents in my classroom? I have a classroom of 32 kids, and I have one child whose parents are very religious. And so I'm now worried about introducing in a unit on families, you know, I have concern about introducing same-sex parent families in books, right? And my response is often that child right now can opt out. But I would say to that family, you have the right to not teach your children about people in our community, but as a teacher and for the safety of all the kids in my classroom, and so that everyone has a sense of belonging, so that everybody understands that we're a diverse mix of families and it's part of a unit with single mothers or families where a grandmother is a primary caretaker, children who are adopted, multi-generational families, and families with two moms or two dads. Like that it's just part of a larger conversation of who makes up America, who makes up our school system, who's in our classrooms. And so our job as teachers is to create learning environments where everybody feels welcome. And that's a utopia, you know, that's never going to happen, right? But our goal as teachers is to strive for that every single day.
Carol Brochin is an associate professor in the College of Education at the University of Arizona, and you are listening to the show.